This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so it's just me for the remainder of class, and I'm teaching from the book, 5-Minute University. The book's not available. I haven't published it yet, and I haven't finished it yet. But what I've decided to do is teach some of the lessons so you can learn some of the things that are in the book. And one of the lessons is about the best overhaul garden hose. So we have hydrants here at the farm. And a hydrant is a faucet that comes up from the ground. So it's a piece of pipe, about 3/4 of an inch, that feeds this underground hydrant. And the idea is there's a handle that rises up maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet from the ground. And you lift this handle, and it will dispense water out of the faucet, which has a garden hose attachment to it. So you can hook a garden hose up to it. And the idea is the actual valving of this hydrant is buried below the frost line. So what happens is the water never really stays above the ground where it can freeze. And the mechanism is such that when you install one of these, you dig a hole, and you can dig a hole with a post hole digger. And I've got ours about 2.5 feet, 3 feet down. So the water line runs, you know, underground to this hydrant. And the water is a PVC water line. And when you lift up this faucet handle, the water rises up from underground through this galvanized pipe and out this spigot. And when you close the lever, what happens is the actual valving is underground. So there's a long rod that goes from the handle that you operate the control from, a rod that goes through this center of this galvanized pipe to a foot valve at the base of the hydrant. And when you shut the valve off, the water that is in the vertical column of the galvanized pipe drips into a crushed stone base that the hydrant sits in. So there is an area that absorbs the water, anticipates it through the ground. It's a great concept, and it really works. We have several of these. Now, connected to these, or next to them, in the summer it's connected, but in the cool weather they're disconnected, are garden hoses with brass nozzles. Now, the idea is if we ever have a fire, we've got a garden hose ready to go with no water in it in the wintertime, and a brass nozzle that we can put the fire out with. And the best hoses that I've ever found, bar none, are labeled Craftsman, like Sears Craftsman. And they have one model that has a lifetime guarantee. Truly extraordinary garden hose. And it's labeled Craftsman 5/8 of an inch rubber garden hose made in USA. And it carries a lifetime warranty. Now, I don't know how you would get it warrantied because, well, Sears isn't around anymore, but maybe there are some stores, maybe Lowe's will warranty it. I think they sell Craftsman. Ace Hardware, I think they sell Craftsman. So maybe they'll warranty it. But they used to be $19.99 for 50 feet. That's 3 years ago. Now on Amazon, they're available at $59.49. It's a lot more money. It's more than twice the price it was 3 years ago. But they are truly extraordinary. And I know this for a fact because I have one of them that is stamped 99 on the brass fittings. 99 corresponds to the year 1999. That's when I bought one of them. And I still use them. And that means they're 23 years old. And they still work. And I suggest that you consider that if you want the best in rubber garden hoses. Now, I'm not suggesting that you use it for feeding animals, you know, watering animals. But I am suggesting that if you're going to wash your car or you need water for plants and you live in a harsh environment or you want, if you want to buy just one and hopefully it'll last, you know, a lifetime, this is the one. The Craftsman rubber 5/8 of an inch garden hose. Lifetime warranty. Now, they have a bunch of them that they might make you think are almost that good. They're not that good. The best one is the rubber one. And it can take really cold temperatures. It can take water freezing in it and not burst the hose like a vinyl hose. But here's what we do. Each time we use the rubber garden hose, when the weather is possibly going to freeze, we drain the hose. So we live in the Ozarks, and it's hilly, you know. And so what we do is we just take the garden hose, take the brass nozzle off it, and let the water drain downhill. Leave both ends of the hose open, let it drain downhill. Then, once we have it drained, we will coil up that hose and screw the ends together so moisture doesn't get in there. Because if you have a tablespoon of water in a garden hose and it seeks one point, the lowest point, if it goes to one point, one tablespoon of water will plug up a garden hose such that in freezing weather, if you're trying to put a fire out with it, no water will flow through it until you break that plug. You know, by either stepping on the garden hose or somehow getting that plug free. So we make sure that no water sits in the garden hose. So you might want to keep a hose inside your house with a nozzle so that if you ever have to put a fire out, you're ready to go. And that's what we do. We have hoses ready to go. And I made little hangers right near each one of these hydrants. I just took a piece of farm wire, galvanized wire, and I made a little ring so that I could drop the small end of a brass nozzle through this loop or this ring that I made and hang it with a sheetrock screw on, you know, a fence or a board or something that's right next to the, or a post that's right next to the hydrant. And I always, always, always open up that nozzle so that if it rains and then freezes, water won't sit in the nozzle. And then as water freezes, it expands and can crack. It'll crack a stone. I mean, you could take a stone and drill a hole in it and leave the hole vertical. You know, don't drill all the way through and put water in it and have the water freeze and split the stone. Literally. I mean, the force of freezing water is incredible. So it'll break a water nozzle for a garden hose. So I always leave it open so that if it does rain in it, water will go dripping right through it. And I always put the nozzle back in the same place. That way I don't have to look for it. Because some people put them on the ground and they can't find them. And if you find a really good brass nozzle for garden hose, that's something to behold, because the Chinese have helped us out. They've made them lighter weight. Lighter, smaller, lighter, thinner. They used to be 5 inches long. They used to be 6 inches long. And now they're, you know, the fun size. You know, like 3 inches long. So, and they don't work as well. You need that long barrel to get a good strong stream of water for washing the car and pressure washing, you know, with just a regular garden hose pressure. Those are some of my thoughts about garden hoses and water and winterizing. Herman, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Hope you had a nice weekend. Talking about winterizing, on my system, to keep the water flowing, since I'm on a well, and the well water is really warm to the touch in the winter, I let my hoses at key locations run dripping. I don't really pull ice because I don't have the kind of cold you do, but that also keeps my Goodyear rubber hoses pliable. When it gets down into the low 30s or high 20s, even the best rubber hoses get very stiff. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know, because I've never had a Goodyear rubber garden hose. I have had Goodyear red rubber hoses for air compressors, airlines, and they do get a little stiffer. But this black Craftsman seems to go down to minus 35 degrees.
And it's
still
rubber?
Yes. Yep,
also, one of our county commissioners said, you're doing it all wrong, as usual, Herm. You always get it wrong. Get the steel braided hoses. And now Earl's makes the type of steel braided I use on all my engines. Have you seen steel braided rubber hoses for water?
When you're talking about steel braided, are you talking about steel, like stainless steel on the outside?
Correct.
No. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me because... Number one, if you have a farm and you've got like a gravel driveway or gravel patches and lots of stones, it'll tear it up, and then you'll cut yourself with the ends of the broken stainless steel. And if you drive over it, it will crush the stainless steel. It makes no sense to me. It really makes sense to have some kind of a poly or a nylon or an aramid or a polyester braid with multiple layers in a garden hose. And a good quality garden hose has several layers. The inside layer, and then there's maybe some kind of a fabric, whether it be a poly fabric or nylon fabric. And then there's another color, covering of rubber, and then there's another layer of fabric. And there might be several layers of fabric. That's the kind of hose I like.
I agree. I've got Goodyear rubber hoses that are 20 years old. They say Goodyear just like the tire. I cannot find those now. I've been to Home Depot. They say Goodyear. It's totally different, just like you said. They come in blue, yellow, and black. But you made a really important point about not feeding your animals through standard non-white potable for like RVs, not feeding your water animals through water lines that are not fit for human use. Now, I've been testing using those kind of rubber, both Goodyear and vinyl, so that I could design a drip system where in my 5-gallon Homer buckets where the dog water is in my kennels and for my goats, I keep the water dripping into them and it stays super fresh. Same with my chickens. Now I'm going to hard pipe it in. But I think a short amount of time shouldn't have hurt the animals running that water through the polyvinyl chloride type of hoses. Your thoughts?
Well, when you say PVC hoses, PVC is considered a plumbing choice. PVC is...
No, what I mean is I'm testing out different systems to create where the water actually falls through the air, so it drips down and splashes into the water, and then it waters the trees around it, and it also keeps the water fresh.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And, there's PEX, there's PVC, there's copper, there's galvanized for, interior plumbing. And the one I like the best is PVC. That's what I like the best. Herman, you're certainly welcome to stay with us through the break if you'd like.
Yeah, I've got some solar trailer questions.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Herman's with us. I just wanted to mention, Herman, that you might have seen this in the news class, that Pakistan has no option but to ration natural gas this winter. You know, we take it for granted. We take it for granted. Gosh, propane's getting expensive. Gosh, electricity's getting expensive. Gosh, food. You know, everything's getting expensive. But in Pakistan, which is one of the most populous countries in the world, they're rationing natural gas so that households will have gas available for 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and 3 hours in the evening. That is happening this winter. And that's what the government of Pakistan has said. So, pretty serious, right? And this is all about preparedness. Now, people who have propane might not suffer as much as those who are just attached to the gas grid, if you will, you know, natural gas pipelines. 2 hours in the, 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and 3 hours in the evening. Now, what if it gets cold after those 3 hours? I guess that's just tough, right? What a miserable situation. And I don't think that it's because of the economy, because of the prices of gas, the prices of liquefied natural gas as well as natural gas. It's because Russia has curtailed exports. It's a big deal. It really is a big deal. So are you fuel independent? What we have done, what we have done at our house is we heat with wood. We literally heat with wood. So under normal circumstances, we could heat, or I'm sorry, if we were wealthy, if we had money to burn, I'd just turn on a heat pump. We have a heat pump. It can heat the house. It's designed for that. And it has a propane backup. So at temperatures of 25 degrees and lower, the system automatically goes, well, it's too hard for a heat pump compressor to work, so we'll just automatically switch to propane, and everything's good. It's seamless, and no intervention is required. But we have a third backup, which is wood. We literally heat with wood. So we've turned that situation upside down. So the primary heat has become wood. The backup heat would be the heat pump, or the backup to that would be propane. But I can't see using propane to heat the house, because it would probably take $1,000 worth of propane to heat the house for a winter. It makes no sense. I'd much rather save that propane and use it for the gas propane stove and have it last 20 years for a tank of propane. Actually, I don't know how long it would last, because I'm not talking about the propane going bad, because it does not go bad. It just leaks. So if you don't have a leak, propane will last a long time. But in terms of how long would the propane tank have enough propane to cook with, I'm thinking 20 years, 500 gallons, 20 years, if you're frugal. Herman, back to you with whatever you want to talk about.
Thanks so much. You know, winterizing is kind of my thought today. I have a Defiant wood stove. It's not hooked up into my house yet for burning wood, and I've got a lot of pine trees, so I've got a lot of wood on my property, even though it's a small property compared to your huge parcel. But I want to talk today about batteries and winterizing them. I last year built out of a bunch of brand new leftover Owen Corning fiberglass, I think R19 and R30 rolls, a blanket to wrap around the batteries on my solar trailer box sitting in the middle of my trailer. You've seen a look at my solar trailer, correct?
I've seen the images, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what I'm worried about is, even though we don't get real hard freezes and these batteries stay charged, I'm thinking about building a new insulation box. Want to pick it up after the break?
Yeah, and I'd suggest you consider foam boards. They are fabulous.
I have them.
2 inches thick. Yep. All right, we'll be right back. I'm interested in what you have to say. And you all need to winterize your batteries, like charge them. Right now.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday and crashed into flames before a crowd of thousands who came out to see them at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. NASA officials inspecting Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears it has made it through the hurricane mostly unscathed. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the
feet
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kermit's with us, and he's discussing winterizing his battery box and insulating it. And class, here's something to consider. A car's battery, a lead acid battery, will freeze. Now, depending on the state of charge, it freezes at higher or lower temperatures. If a battery is discharged, like 11.5 volts, 12 volt battery at 11.5 volts, it's going to freeze at the same temperature water freezes, 32 degrees. When it freezes, the electrolyte, the sulfuric acid electrolyte, expands and buckles the plates, these lead plates. And once they're buckled and bent and cracked, they're permanently damaged. And the battery is, and it's worth what a battery's worth for the lead value, about $18, the core charge. If it is half charged, let's say 12 volts, it can start freezing at about 5 degrees Fahrenheit. And a fully charged battery, let's say 12.7 volts, will freeze at minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So there's a big difference between a fully charged battery freezing in temperature, in terms of temperature, and a partially charged battery. So the best thing you can do is make sure your battery is fully charged. So if you've got vehicles that you don't use very often, the computer systems, the security systems, the monitoring systems are draining those, that battery. So you need to top it off and charge it. And I suggest you do that post-haste. Herman, back to you.
Yeah, so that's great information to know about keeping them fully charged. A battery sitting, I have several Connex boxes, more than several, and I keep my deep cycles and all my replacement diesel truck and car batteries, the MT65s, the Group 24, 27, 29s, the deep cycles. I keep those in a special area where they're all insulated, even in the summer, fully charged. And on my cars, I have the really high-quality brass and copper disconnects. There's an arm that flips over like you'd find in a commercial circuit breaker box with a little rubber tip on the handle. And since none of my cars rely on computers to lose the computer memory for the alarm systems, I find that by disconnecting them, and we do those on our exotic cars too, where the power is completely off, those batteries stay charged a lot longer. But my question is, would it be a good idea on the vehicles that don't get driven a lot, started but not driven a lot, to build what you're talking about, maybe a foam, and I have it, I think, in 2-inch thick foam blocks that we use in the roofing with the OSB that has the, it's like a Mylar surface on one side. Can't remember the name of it right now, but would it be a good idea to insulate the batteries in the trucks and cars that are not being driven?
When you say insulate the batteries in the trucks and cars, are you talking about under the hood?
Yes, putting a wrap, because remember, we leave the hoods open, great advice, and we don't have a mouse problem anymore. We do have bait stations in there. And the green anti-rodent, I don't like using that because when the vermin die off, we have to make sure to dispose of them so other animals don't eat them and cross-contaminate, and we're good at that. But I haven't done the coast soap yet. But, yes, I'm talking about either a fiberglass insulation with maybe some closed-cell foam on the outside around it to box it in to keep it warm.
Well, I can tell you this, that first of all, the vehicles you're talking about are classic vintage types. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I've got this 98 Holy Grail Dodge Diesels, the 12-valve, 4x, quad cab.
Okay, so,
I've got others that are like that range, in the early 2000s.
Yeah. Okay, so, Herman, here's what I know. The new vehicles have higher underhood temperatures. Okay. They have been bumping up. It used to be that a thermostat for, and I'm talking like in the 1940s, before they used ethylene glycol antifreeze, they used to use alcohol, literally alcohol mixed with water, because alcohol has a lower freezing point. But the problem with alcohol is if you had a thermostat above 160 degrees, 160 Fahrenheit, the alcohol would volatilize, and you'd lose the alcohol through the heat of the engine. So they kept the thermostats at about 160. Then with ethylene glycol, they started bumping up the temperature of the thermostats to 180 and then 195. And now we're at 200 degrees, sometimes 205. Water boils at 212 Fahrenheit, right, at sea level. So what happens is the underhood temperatures have been increasing and increasing, and it's been really rough on no maintenance or low maintenance batteries under the hood. So what has happened is exactly what you're talking about. The manufacturers have begun, not all of them, but some, have begun wrapping the batteries in boxes that are insulated and off to the side where they have, you know, they don't experience the higher underhood temperatures. So what you're saying is a good idea, absolutely a good idea. Now, we have a vintage Cummins turbo diesel Dodge 2500 pickup truck, three-quarter ton. It's got two number 27, group 27 batteries in order to turn that thing over. It does not have the an insulation around the battery. But what we have been doing is we bought a set of batteries from a Chinese factory outlet, Walmart, and they have a free replacement three-year warranty. And they're warranted for 5 years. And they always go bad just as the warranty is starting to expire, like 1 month before. So we get a new set of batteries. And then they go bad in 3 years, you know, just as the warranty is expiring. So we haven't, this is a 1999, and the batteries get replaced just under 3 years at a time. And we've never had to buy more than one set, because they keep failing under their 3-year free replacement warranty. Now, I think if they ever figure this out, they're going to be frosted, because I think they must have replaced six sets.
Yeah, I agree. And Interstate Batteries, which is what I use because we have a local distributor, and I've got a guy that is very good about replacing them, but they are no longer making a 5-year battery. And you can really tell the difference in the weight of the battery on the 5-year to the 3-year. It's the same as an E or F rated 10-ply, 12-ply Michelin versus the light truck. You know, that tire is twice as heavy. Let's jump back for a second to the solar trailer. In the summer, I have such heat in Nevada, the sun, even though I have a lot of tree coverage from my pine, some are almost 80 foot tall. I use corrugated metal, and I got a lot of it used from buildings that were taken down, and I put that cross-lapped so some will face north-south, the next layer east-west, and I stack that up so it's a heat shield and baffle, and it really keeps that battery bank in the center of my solar trailer from overheating. I'm wondering, though, if putting something like that on might be a bad idea in the wintertime. I'm thinking I'm going to go with your idea of maybe one wrap of Owens Corning and then the closed cell foam and then putting a tarp over it. Your thoughts?
I'll tell you about our house, and it may answer your question. We built our house. It was stick built, 2x6 construction for the frame and a 6-inch stone on the outside of that. So 6 inches of stone plus 6 inches of stick framing. So the walls are a foot thick. And when we sheathed the framing, we used OSB, and then we put a layer of Tyvek on the outside. Then on the inside, we sprayed foam. Now, there's two kinds of foam. There's closed cell and open cell. Open cell will be like a sponge. And, you know, if you have a sponge, you can literally use a sponge as an air filter. I'm talking about a synthetic sponge. Well, that's what the spray foam open cell is like. So it can breathe. And most people that seem to install this say that's what you want. You want your building to breathe, which I say is absolute nonsense. I don't want my building to breathe. If I want my building to breathe, I'll open the window or I'll open the door. And opening and closing the door with all the people going in and out of just a common standard living, that's plenty of ventilation. It really is. So you can live with a closed cell foam house. Ours is closed cell. Okay. Closed cell is like a styrofoam cup. A styrofoam cup does not breathe. If it breathes, you know it's your hand's going to get wet, right? Because it's going to leak. So closed cell foam is absolutely fabulous. And if you think about pouring a cup of coffee into a thin styrofoam cup, you don't burn your hand with the really hot coffee, do you? You don't, because styrofoam's a great insulator. Well, that's the kind of insulation that Herman's talking about. So when we insulated our house, we used the closed cell spray foam. comes in 55-gallon drums. And two different chemicals are mixed together, and it expands, and it causes the foam to expand. And it's sprayed from edge to edge to edge of the framing. So our house has no air gaps, none. The whole house isn't, except for, you know, the windows. The siding of the house, the roof, everything is spray foamed. And what happens, it has 3.5 inches of spray foam. It can be really freezing cold outside. And if you put your hand on the spray foam, it's the same temperature as the inside of the house. The walls don't get cold because the foam is that good at insulating. And then we filled the rest of the cavity with blown-in fiberglass insulation. Because spray foam is really good at insulating, but it's not really good at noise deadening. So if you have, you know, rain, and you have hail, and you have noises outside, you're going to hear them through the sprayed closed-cell foam. But the sound deadening of the, and additional insulating value of that other, let's say, 2.5 inches of fiberglass right behind the spray foam really, really works well. So your combination of fiberglass plus foam insulation board, I like it.
And then the metal on the outside simply for protection. The one thing I haven't designed is how to make a lid that comes off so I can open the inspection lids for checking the electrolyte level, because I'm about to press the trigger and go with nickel iron before the end of the year, because like you, I look for all of my tax deductions that I need to spend sometime in December so I can sweep the Federal Reserve notes out of my bank account before the banksters bail it in and I can get the tax write-off, because it's not important what you make, it's important what you keep.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And my philosophy has, since I was a teenager, was, you know, I can work really, really hard and make a little bit more and then pay it in taxes, or I can work a little bit more for myself and pay less in taxes and be ahead. And that is exactly right. And by the way, Herman, if you have a farm, which I believe you do, you don't need to buy anything for yourself. The farm needs things. And the farm has tax-deductible status on so many things.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Herman's with us. Herman, I would just like to address an email I got very quickly and then on to your comments and thoughts. I got an email and it said, quote, and this is based on something I said about the Amish not paying road tax because they don't buy fuel for the road and that electric vehicles are not paying road tax. And the rest of us who buy gasoline and diesel are paying the road tax. So the guys with electric cars are, you know, riding for free in terms of road tax, and so are the Amish. And so this says, quote, if you are a pro road tax con and anti buggy dot dot dot, I'll be sad. I am pro grass and pro buggy lane. I'm also anti passing a buggy. These horses do not want to be passed. Asphalt and concrete contribute to climate change and warming, supposedly. Tax is theft, and we all see and say the same thing. For road workers to stand to watch one shovel. Love your song, Not Every Sight, from one of our students. So I am certainly for horses. I am certainly for a fair way of paying for the roads. I am certainly not for me and you paying for others to have a free ride. I think everybody should pay his or her fair share. That's one thing. Another thing that the same student mentioned was, it says, sir, women have made a monopoly on hair, hair of Jewish, Islamic, or Russian Eastern Orthodoxy men is not cut. A beard may look scruffy, but is manly to have hair. Only babies are born bald, and only the elderly lose their hair. I don't judge you for looking sharp because your lady prefers you clean shaven. I will not be scruff shamed or by monopolistic women or the victims of their clean shaven hair control agenda that has been waged against spiritual men. 10-4, good class otherwise. Those are his comments. Now, my point is I don't seem to trust people that look scruffy. Now, I'm not saying a beard is scruffy. What I'm saying is scruffy is someone who has the Hunter Biden look. That's scruffy. Okay? I don't like the look of people who don't dress for the occasion. You know, that wear shorts to a wedding. You don't do things like that. And by the way, only babies are born bald? That's not true. Some babies are, it depends on what you mean by that. Some babies are born with hair. Lots of babies are born with hair. And only the elderly lose hair? That's not true either. All kinds of people lose their hair. Okay? Men and women lose hair. So, and is it that my lady, my wife, likes clean shaven? She preferred clean shaven, but sometimes she would like me to grow a beard. But I don't want to grow a beard because I don't like how it feels. That's me. When I was younger, I had a mustache, but I don't like them now. And so I think that it's important to look, act, and be the part. If I go to a bank and I want to put my money in as a deposit, and the banker is scruffy and he's unshaven and he's got greasy hair and he's wearing shorts, I'm going to say, I thought this was a bank. Goodbye. All right? So that's kind of how I feel. And I feel that the people with electric cars, they are going to be shocked when they start getting a tax bill. Because when California gets away from gasoline and diesel for fuel, petrol fuel for their vehicles, and they say only new cars are going to be electric, and they find out, whoa, where did the revenue go for the roads? They're going to tax electric vehicles. That's coming. And so are all the other states. And so are all the other countries. Herman, back to you.
I think that's so true. Wait till these electric car people, and I love Bert, but I do chuckle a little bit with your back and forth with Bert, but he's amazing. But I'd like to spend the last minute or so on my Bankster update. I sent you an email that looks very benign. I'm not going to say the name of the bank, but it's in America. That's a hint. And they're offering now, if you put $20,000 and hold it in the bank, they'll attempt, if you read the fine print, and it's a picture of people doing yoga. So the inversion and misdirection is to a level of satanic evil. All these yoga people, you know, the subliminal messages. You put $20,000 in their bank. They won't pay you interest. They'll attempt to give you $100. If you give them $50,000, they'll attempt to give you between $200 and $300 and $100,000. They'll give you $400. They'll attempt to. This, to me, is not benign. It's malignant, and it's a tell that they're short of cash, and people should watch their Federal Reserve notes.
Very, very well said. Watch your Federal Reserve notes. And I was asked, so how much cash should a person keep on hand? And my answer is always the same. Well, how much is bail? That's how much.
Just how much as much as you need to pay your bills.
Yeah. Or get out of jail for a false arrest. You know, why spend that time in jail?
Yeah, so, I need cash for that, though. That's where you need cash on hand.
Yeah. Very good. Herman, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Tomorrow, Bert. And he's got a great syllabus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.